We're in the middle of Reish Tes Zayin. We should say we're towards the end of Reish Tes Zayin. Okay, Berakas Areach. So we did Yud Beis yesterday. Let's do it again. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Bezat Hashem. Okay. So we did. We do what? Yud Aleph. Of course we did. We fought about the chashivas of the Hadas over the Shemen. Okay, so the Gemara in Brachas Mem Gimel says that the bracha on Mugmar. Mugmar is some sort of besamim that you're going to burn. Let's say it's Ate besamim that you're burning. When you burn it, it gives off a nice smell. So the bracha is going to be Bari Ate besamim. The Gemara asks a question. It's a little hard to understand what the question is. The Gemara gives a mesre. And then the gears of our Gemara is Tiyufta, which means that the original Gemara that says that when you burn Ate Besamim, you're going to say a bracha, Bari Ate Besamim, if you hold it to Tiyufta, so the mesre knocked out the Tiyufta. I didn't tell you what the mesre is, because the mesre itself is a little hard to understand, but what seems to come out of the Gemara, the way I understood the Rashba is saying, is that you're only going to say a Bari Ate Besamim if the eight is still there. But if you burn the eight and the eight is goodbye, and you're left with a smell, so then the original Gemara said it's still Atze. There's a Tiyufta that says you can only say Atze if the eight is still there. And then if you Tiyufta it, so then you're left with Mugmar bringing Bore Mine Besamim, unless the eight is still there. Tosus on the spot brings down the Bahag, who does not have the gears of Tiyufta, and he answers the Tiyufta. And he says that the only time you're going to say a Bari Ate Besamim if it's there for Reach. But if it's not there for Reach at all, and he gives an example of a fruit, you're eating a fruit. So you're not going to make a Birkas HaReach on a fruit when you're eating it. We said the only time you make a Birkas HaReach on a fruit is if you pick it up in order to smell it. If you pick it up to eat it and you happen to smell it, that's not enough. So, you know, like Tosis just throws down a few words and it's like, it's hard to understand. He doesn't play out the whole scenarios. I went looking around, and most Rishonim don't just bring down Mugmar is Bari Atze Besamim. But when you, in doing that, it means they don't have our Girsa of our Gemara at all, because our Girsa says it's the Tiyufta, which means the original Gemara is knocked out. So let's see Shulchan Aruch now. Okay, so Yud Beis, it relates to Yud Beis, some more Yud Gimel, but let's see. Yud Beis, Mavarchen ala Mugmar. He make a bracha on the mugmar, which is besamim that you're putting on the coals, and it burns it, and it gives off a smell. So he says yesterday, when do you make the bracha? So you want to make a bracha before you benefit, but you don't want to spend too much time, because really, I mean, in eating, I'm controlling my eating. I don't know if I'm controlling my eating. When you make a bar per eight, you're in control of when you take the bite out of that apple. So you shouldn't make a bar per eight, then open the fridge, then open the fruit drawer, then take out the apple, then wash it, then eat it. Obviously, you shouldn't do that. If you did it, you'd be yotze if you didn't interrupt. But you shouldn't do that. You're supposed to hold it in your hand, ready to eat, make a bracha, and talk to the edib or take a bite. So by smelling it, it's much less, especially like this, where you've burnt it. It's not like make a bracha and then smell it. We're talking about you burning something and you gotta time it. So you should try to time it that the bracha is before you smell it, but not too much before. Fine. So from when you see the smoke going up, before it reaches your nose, but not before the smoke goes up, because that's waiting too much time. Okay, we discussed this yesterday. We didn't do the bir alacha. Look at the bir alacha. Dibur masla mishaya la kitur ashano. Da. The muchach mirashi betosus that filu nisifu abesamim legamre gam kein tzarech levarich alav afagav the hashta enam klal. Even though the besam not there at all, it's totally burnt, you still make a bracha. The lokati shikses ma besam kaim b'shas a bracha, and we do not care. We do not, let's say, insist that some of the besamim should still be intact when you're making the bracha. Velo miki reach she'ein lo iker. Yes, that's interesting. From here, it sounds like, meaning, let's say we tiyuf to the Gemara. So then, what does that mean? It means a mugmar that you burnt, you're not going to say bari atze besamim. So I wrote down here, and I got it from somewhere, I'm not sure where right now, that you will make a bari mine besamim. from the way the Bir Alach is talking, he says you're not going to make a bracha at all, because Reach Rashi ain't lo ikir, and no ikir, no bracha. So he's just pointing out that it's not considered a Reach She'en lo ikir. The Adrabah, Reach Ba Migufan. That's a normal way. There's different types of besamim. One way of enjoying besamim is burning it. The Gemara is all over Shas. It's talking about mugmar and burning it, beitza here, there. So that's the way you do it. That's not called reach shein lo ikir. The kosati kozel lahoti medibe haraah bilchosu shadata im avarchan elam kini kol kaim adayim. The raah, the only time you can make a bracha is if some of the besamim is still around. The achash she ikaru kol beish im avarchan. Once it's all burnt, you know there's no bracha. That reach she in lo ikir. And he explains the whole sugi like that, and the shita megabetsa seems to go like that. Also, the ain't okay in the kol aposkim ha na. Okay, I'm still a little. The Maisa, even if it's not there, you still make a bracha, and the bracha is still going to be atzei besamim, because we basically don't pass them, like we go with the other gears, so not like the tzifta. Now we'll see that clearly in Yud Gimel. Hamugmar, ilu shel eid, so you burnt the besamim. What's bracha? So you could say no bracha, because there's no ikir. You could say bari minei besamim, because you destroyed the eights. No, but that's not how we pass. We go with the gears of the bag. It's not a tiyufta. You say it depends what it was. What it was is what is the bracha that you make. Hamugmar im shel eitz mavarach barei atzei b'samim im shel eitz barei isse b'samim im shel shar min the barei minei b'samim. Mishvah sevkata mem tes. If it's not going to change the bracha, it's not going to remove the bracha, it's not going to turn it into a bar mitzvah, whatever it was, that's what it is. Okay, and that's assuming, not like the Gersa Nagamara, which tiyuf does the fact that it's shayach to make an atzei besamim, an atzei besamim that were burnt in the form of movement. Fine. That's your Beis Gimel. So when you burn something to give it a smell, the bracha you make is on what it originally was. Your Dalet. This is the end of Reish Tes Zayin. Okay, the Torah brings down that when you have an Esrog Shel Mitzvah, I think nowadays Esrog is like the best smelling thing we really have. You have an Esrog Shel Mitzvah. We'll discuss what that term means in a minute. The Rav Yoh says, if you smell it, you make a bracha. Zohar brings down Rabbeinu Simcha, who says, no, an Esrog is not there for Reach, and therefore you do not make a bracha. The Prisha says, because we have a Machlokes Rishonim, and therefore you should not smell it, because if you smell it, you're getting yourself involved in a Machlokes Rishonim. And this discussion is brought down Lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish, Tes, Zayin, Yud, Dalet. Hameiriach beesrog shel mitzvah. Again, we have to understand what that means. Mavarech alav, you're making a bracha. No sin riach tov beperach. V'yesharim she'ein mavarech, and therefore lakach nachon shelo la'riach bo. Therefore, it's proper not to smell it. Mishra Sivkata Nunalev. Hamariach be Esrog. Ain a kavana should not be under lotzeis vagabur kehalare. Whenever I pick it up to be yote the mitzvah, it happens to smell, and therefore I want to make a bracha on the smell. That's not what we're talking about. Dibizelu kuliyama and the bar. Everyone agrees you don't make a bracha on that. And what's the precedent for that? Kedila el, sibbeis. When I pick up a fruit to eat it, and I happen to smell it, I do not make a bracha sareach on that. So certainly over here, I pick it up to do the mitzvah, and I happen to smell it, I'm not going to make a bracha. Kevin de'emis kavin la'riach. That's not what we're talking about. Ela airi, what are we talking about? Konshinot lu lotzeis ulariach. I pick it up to say, I want to be yotzei the mitzvah, but I also want to smell it, because esrog is my favorite smelling object. If we're dealing with a food object, the discussion, I pick up a melon to eat it and to smell it, if I have both kavanas and there's a strong smell, I'm going to make two brachas. I'm going to make a bracha on eating, I'm going to make a bracha on smelling. What the order is, ayin shab, Mishabura brought down two opinions. So here also, I'm picking it up to be yotzi and to smell it. In such a case, you make a bracha on achila and on reach. So who had you make the bracha on the mitzvah and on the reach. According to the first opinion, just like by food, you can make two brachas on the eating and on the smelling, because you picked it up for both purposes. And I pick it up to be yotzi and mitzvah and to smell it. According to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, which is the Ravya, I make a bracha to be yotzi, and I also make the bracha on the reah. What does it mean, Esrei Shemitzvah? During the chag. Okay, we'll see. We'll get there. It's a big biralacha. We're gonna get to all the different options. Mishra Sifkata Nun Beis, the Rabbeinu Simcha, Yesh Omrim, that do not make a bracha. The love, the Reach, Abid, the Kevin, Shu Shal Mitzvah. Because this is an Esrik Shal Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Because of Magad Ram Bishem Rashal, that this opinion that says do not make a bracha, okay, according to the previous Mishabura, it means I picked it up to be Yotze and to smell. According to the first opinion, I can make a bracha on the Birkas Areach. According to the second opinion, I cannot. Because of Magad Ram Bishem Rashal, when does Rabbeinu Simcha say that you can't make a Birkas Areach? When I pick it up to do the mitzvah and to smell it. But let's say it's not, I pick it up before the mitzvah, I pick it up after the mitzvah, I pick it up in the afternoon, have a kol d'lachin or achagat during the chag, mevarech l'kulei alma, then even the second opinion is going to hold you can make a bracha. However, v'yesh chokim b'zeh, it's not so posh, v'ayim b'bir alacha. Now, there's a Jewish footnote 38 when he says that really the esrog is not for smelling because it's an esrog of mitzvah and you're doing a mitzvah with it. So Jewish footnote 38 points out that you are allowed to smell it in theory, okay, as opposed to hadasim. Let's say hadasim esrogim are made really to be eaten. Hadasim are made to be smelled. During the week of Sukkis, it becomes a cheftashal mitzvah and it becomes muksa. What does muksa mean? Muksa means the esrog is not allowed to be eaten because it's meant to be eaten. But now it's hukso the mitzvah, so it's for a mitzvah, you cannot eat it, but you can smell it. Hadasim are not edible. They're there for smell. I'm not allowed to smell the hadas on Sukkot because it's hukso the mitzvah, so and I can't do what I would normally do with it, which is smell. So in theory, I am allowed to smell the esrog. Now there's a discussion. When I smell the esrog, do I make a bracha? The Mechaber says, well, since we have a balagan, it's a big machlokas if you can make a bracha or not. Therefore, to avoid the problem, avoid the machlokas, you should not smell it at all. Meaning, nikadin, you're allowed to smell it, but you have a technical problem, is that I don't know if I should make a bracha or not, and therefore, there's no bracha. And therefore, don't smell it to avoid that problem. Now, according to the Mishaburas that we just did, this is talking about only when you pick it up to do the mitzvah and to smell it. But if I want to just pick it up stam to smell it, first the Mishabura tells us, l'kulei alma, I can make a bracha, even according to the second opinion, and then he tells us, v'yeish chokim. V'ayin b'bir alacha. So that's me ma'ayin in the bir alacha. Bir alacha, very large. Dir v'ratza ha'meiriach me'esrug. Okay, you make a bracha, yeish chokim, you do not make a bracha. So the Marshal said that this discussion is only when I'm picking it up to smell it while doing the mitzvah. But before or after or not doing the mitzvah, it'll be fine. That's Hilchos Arba Minim, Hadassim over there. And they hold the day of is according to the second opinion. They hold like Rav Naftali. The whole week of Sukkot, you're not allowed to make a bracha on the smell. It doesn't matter if Bein B'Shah Shinat Lulim, it's also Bein B'Shah Kalayom. Doesn't matter if I'm doing it, I'm holding it now for a mitzvah, not holding it now for a mitzvah. The whole day, the whole week, no bracha. Why? Mishum the hooks of the mitzvah so the ain't omid ariach. It is set aside for a mitzvah and you're not supposed to smell. V'chem asher milavush. Omnom, however, says the Bir Halacha, lani as daiti davar tamua. It's tamua that it's hooks of the mitzvah so you can't smell it because it's against the mafurish gemara. Acharei ki b'shas nema mafurish the esrog mutal ariach bo. I'm allowed to smell an esrog shelo hooks so ela machila. It's hooks of the mitzvah so I can't eat it. Sha'omer be'ikar lakach be'ikar it's for eating. I'm not allowed to eat it the whole week. I can't decide on the fourth day I'll take a different esrog and eat this one. No, it's hooks of the week. Aval me'reach lakze, but it's not hooks of from reach. V'shaper abedat v'lasi mina me'reicho, and all week long I'm allowed to smell it. Im kein am I lo yevarach alav al kopana v'shashin lo kol mitzvah. So okay, wait, take it for a mitzvah. All right, here's svar. But the rest of the week, why can't you make a bracha on the reach? You can explain why not to make a bracha. The meyacha that I'm picking it up for a mitzvah, and I have to pick it up because I have to do the mitzvah. And even though I'm miscaving also to smell it, and by eating, okay, so doing a mitzvah is more compelling than eating because I don't have to eat it. I don't have to eat the melon. But I have to do the mitzvah. Okay, so the mitzvah overrides the smell. But that's at the time that I'm doing the mitzvah. Fine. So you continue a few lines out. When I'm not doing the mitzvah, so why should the fact that it's used for a mitzvah override the smell? It's mafurish on the ground, I'm allowed to smell it. Let's skip down another 5-6 lines. I forgot the ikara omid the mitzvah, the main function of the esrog. The reason you're paying for it $100 is for the mitzvah, not for the smell. But now that I pick it up to smell it alone, I did the mitzvah this morning. The Gemara says I'm allowed to smell, not huksa from smell, huksa from eating. I'm not eating, I'm smelling, I'm allowed to smell. I should make a bracha. The Yesh Minachronim Sherotzim Lomar Baofen Zeh. I'm all the way at the bottom of the skinny lines. The Me'achah She'in Omid Lariach Beikaro Im Kenin Lovarchol Av Atzei Omid Besamim. Since the main function is not to smell it, so you can't say a special bracha on smells like Atzei or Mine. Kid Maskin V'Shas Perkins V'Rachen. Okay, Tana. Mashenkin Esrogim V'Tapuchim. Now I'm on the first white line. Okay, so I can't make one of those smelly brachas, but there's a special bracha on what you smell when you smell something that's made to be eaten. So this is made to be eaten. I should make ashenasim reach tabba peros. K'chol davar she'omed bi'ikaro la'achila. But now on Yontif I'm not allowed to eat it. So he said, maybe I can't make the bracha. That's what about peros. But that's when something meant to be eaten. But for the week I'm not allowed to eat it because it's hooks if I'm eating. So maybe therefore I can't make a bracha. He doesn't like it. The Bir Halacha he's pulling at straws, trying to figure out why you would not be allowed to make a Birkas HaReach during the whole week. Now the Magen Avraham B'Shem Rashal says you can. The Bir Halacha Mishabura thinks you should be able to. He's also opposing him thinking you can't. He's trying to figure out why you can't. Now, bottom line, three lines up on the bottom of the page, he says as follows. The Iker is like the Magen Avraham. As long as you're not picking it up to do the mitzvah, you pick it up to smell it, you make a berkas reach, hashenas reach toba peros. That's the Ikra Din. Even though the Biracha doesn't really understand it, tries to give some svaras and understanding, but he doesn't really get it. But nonetheless, not to make a bracha. Therefore, the best thing is Yeshlim Noah Milariach Be'esrog Kol Yemei Achag. One should not smell the esrog the entire week. Maker then he thinks you can smell it and you can make a bracha. I saw put down that if you do smell it, you do make a bracha, but it's better to avoid the whole thing and not smell it. Okay, now you conclude the esrog is contagious, so if you hold it enough, the smell rubs off on your clothing, on your hands. So that smell, you're not going to make a bracha on. Even before a sukkah. because that's called a reach she'en lo ikka, that you're not going to make a bracha. Okay, now we have to do a very important Ramah. Interesting and important Ramah. Hagah. So, bottom line. Esrig is a machlokes. What's a machlokes in Ikra Din, Magen Avraham, Mashal, Mishaburod, that you can, if you're not picking up for a mitzvah, you can pick it up, you can smell. However, the Armeni Achorim who disagree, Melacha is not really sure why, but in respect to those, Achronim, it is best to not smell it at all during the week of Sukkot, so that you do not you're not involved in this machlokes ha-poskim.
I mean,
they
wouldn't agree that you could smell on Sukkot.
Right, it was a Gemara. It was a Mefurish Gemara. You're allowed to smell it. For technical reasons, now we say don't smell it because it's a big machlokes if you're about the bracha. Hagah, yesh omrim, dehameiriach. What's the only thing that smells better than the esrog? Fresh bread, the bakery. Hagah, yesh omrim, dehameiriach, bepascham. If you smell fresh, warm bread, fresh from the oven, yesh lo levareh, shenos an reach tov, bepas. That's like a bracha, that's a reach tov, bepeiros. Is a bracha, that's a reach tov, bepas. That bracha does not appear in the Gemara, as the bracha on Peros does. The Yesha, the Ein Lavarech Alav, some say not to make a bracha, and therefore, Ein La Riach Bo, don't pick up that fresh bread. No, you're allowed to walk by angels. You're allowed to walk by angels, you're allowed to... Again, it's the only problem of making a bracha is when you pick it up in order to smell it. You don't have to eat your pizza with holding your nose because it has a good smell. You don't have to do that. Mishabura Sivkat the Nun Gimel. Hold on. Back to the Esrog, Nun Gimel, Kidei Latim De Sabek Bracha. They may react, but if you do smell, pick up the esrog to smell it. Das Magen Avraham Shol Levarech V'Inchein Das Agra Biuro. That's the esrog, right? That's the esrog. Yeah, so he puts the Magen together with Gra, and then the Shah Tzili says the Gra passes the Gami, like the second opinion is big machlokes, where the Gra really holds. Hold on, we missed that. So Dershu points out, what about on Shabbos? Shabbos, the Esrog Shel Mitzvah is not really a mitzvah. Right? You don't do the mitzvah on Shabbos. So Dershu brings down that on Shabbos, the Maisa, he brings down over here from the Sharatin over there in Hilchos Sukkah. If someone wants to smell on Shabbos, you don't stop him. Because along this list of people saying not to make a bracha on Shabbos, some of them agree. Not all of them. He also makes sure it didn't really should be okay, even during the week. Okay, respect to all those poskim, he says not to. But on Shabbos, we have many poskim, many of the machmirim say not to make a bracha here are saying, yeah, to make a bracha because of Shabbos. So then...
Don't stop someone.
Yeah, don't stop someone who does it. So he's not thrilled about it because you can always not smell it. There's no mitzvah to smell yesterday. Okay, now bread. Nun dalid. Amiriach. Yesh levar. Kamo b'shar peyos. Shomdim lachidu. Yesh levarach. Shemavarach alem. Kishenoto osam kidei lahariach. But we're picking it up in order to smell it. There's a bracha to be made, according to the first opinion. Second opinion says, no, in the baruch alav. Why not? Nun hey. Dein ze reach choshu. Why the baruch alav? That's not considered a reach chashuv. So it's not a reach chashuv. It means even if you pick it up to smell it, the reach is not considered chashuv. Why not? I don't know. So and the Shara says, "Oh, it's Mem Zayin. Even if you pick up the bread to smell it, the aim is kavi lechol kla. I don't want to eat it. I just want to smell it. Gam ki ein levarach. Amnam lefi bira grub. Besof esimem mashu da afa de achron etzvilu da pas dino kapri sheyesh la reach." Which means you would make a bracha. Ela shetama came and she any kara omid la riach lekach ein levarach. But it's not really omid to be eaten, not to be smelled. You don't make a bracha. Lefi zeh notlo la riach levad tzarech levarach. So there's a strong tzad that you would make a bracha. However, the Shaatzin concludes Safik brachas lahakel on the bread, not to make a bracha. And therefore, again, to avoid the problem, to avoid the machlokes, lekach ein lariach bo. You should not pick up bread just to smell it. Alach l'maisa, don't pick it up just to smell it. People say they're on a diet. I can't eat it, but I can smell it. There's no calories. Don't smell it. No, don't smell it because you have a technical problem about whether you can make a bracha. What?
It's all dessert, cakes.
Anything that's called pas. Pas lo bekisnin should be included in pas. Also, it's shema yavo la'achlo. To go across the street. Usually they say they're picking it up, but I hear what you're saying. So maybe that's called, that's like picking it up. What's the difference? Do I pick it up or I walk over to the smell? Is there a difference? If you walk by a bush, that was a bir halach in the very beginning. Look at the bir halach, Dibra Asma Ereach Tov, and Sif Aleph. We'll continue tomorrow.